This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you today by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is dedicated to teaching the kingdom of God and the coming kingdom that will be established on the earth in the near future when Jesus himself descends from heaven and raises the dead. I want you to get a Bible. I want you to get a piece of paper and a pencil to write down some of the passages that we're studying. If you have a Bible, I'd like to have you follow along if you can. If you want to just write the verses down, I would like you to write them down so you can go back and study them at a later time to re-examine these passages and see what the Bible is telling you. It is important that you understand what the Bible is teaching because it does make a difference what you believe. Paul told told Timothy that he should study to show himself approved unto God as a workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jude said, contend for the faith which was once given to the saints. Contend for the faith. Fight for the faith is what contend means, to fight for it, to preserve it, to keep it. And it's been altered greatly since the time of Jesus. And that's why part of the reason for The Voice of Tomorrow is to get you to see the scriptures, to open the scriptures to you so you can read God's word and to understand it and get back to what Jesus taught. The words of Jesus and the heart of Jesus was about the kingdom of God. And you don't hear the kingdom talked about a great deal today. But the kingdom is what Jesus preached. He is the king of that kingdom. And Jesus himself is coming again very, very soon. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we're in chapter 15 and verses 51 through 58. Paul is telling the church at Corinth that when Jesus returns, it'll be in a moment, verse 52, it'll take place in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Just blink your eyes a moment. Blink your eyes. At that fast pace, Jesus is going to return, the dead are going to be raised. It's going to be kind of an instantaneous event. Jesus is going to return. There's not going to be a time to stop and say, wait a minute, I need to get my life ready, because by that time it'll be too late. Paul is declaring a mystery. People that did not believe in a resurrection didn't understand what Paul was saying, and Paul is declaring or explaining, revealing a mystery, because God had revealed it to him, and now he is sharing this, what was considered to be a mystery by those that did not understand the scriptures. You can, by reading the Bible, through the power of the Holy Spirit working in you, you can understand the mystery. The mystery of the gospel, the mysteries of Christ, they don't have to be mysteries any longer because God has revealed them to you. So I would question and seriously doubt a person's faith if they say you have to believe something and say it, take it only on faith because you can't explain it because it's a mystery. God has revealed the mysteries through his word. The prophets and the apostles are sharing through inspiration what God's message really is. In this verse 52, he said the second coming of Jesus is going to happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, if you write that passage down, you'll find that Paul gives a similar message to the church at Thessalonica, talking about the second coming. The people believed it was going to happen very, very soon, and Jesus made it clear in Luke 19 that it was going to be a while. It was not going to be immediate. But Paul says in chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians, verse 16 and 17, that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. The angel that stood by the apostles at the ascension of Jesus, Book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, told the disciples that this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. A cloud received Jesus out of the sight of the apostles. Matthew 24 reveals that Jesus will come back to this earth in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He went away in a cloud, he's coming back in a cloud. The angel said this same Jesus will return. And Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself will descend from heaven. It's not going to be a carbon copy, not a clone, not a false one. The Lord himself, Jesus Christ, will return with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And Paul tells the church at Corinth that the event of the second coming will be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. Now, I want you to make note, in the book of Revelation, people that talk about prophecy, and Revelation is a big chapter dealing with prophecy. It needs to be studied carefully. It is a difficult passage, but it can be understood. It can be read. And matter of fact, it is one of the few passages, few books mentioned in the beginning of Revelation that those who read it will be blessed because they are reading it. The Bible talks about, in the book of Revelation, about a time of tribulation, and there's going to be seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials or bowls, depending on which translation you use. Some of them are, that last one, called vials or bowls. They're God's wrath that are going to come upon the earth. But what I want you to take a note of is that there are seven seals, and followed by, and the seventh seal opens the trumpet judgments. In Revelation chapter 11, and verse 15, Revelation talks about seven trumpets. Verse 15 mentions the seventh angel sounds. This is the seventh trumpet. And this is the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet. When this trumpet is sounded, there are loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world, these earthly kingdoms, has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, his anointed one, and he will reign forever and ever. We have a picture of the second coming here in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Jesus coming, the kingdom of the world, become the kingdom of God and of his anointed, which is Jesus the Messiah. It's the seventh trumpet. And Paul declared to the church at Corinth that the second coming would be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. And that's recorded in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15. The trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we shall be changed. And the study of the book of Revelation is a detailed thing all in itself, and we don't have near the time to go into it, particularly just in the few moments we have left today. But the book of Revelation needs to be studied, and the events in Revelation overlap, because the second coming of Jesus is seen in several different places in the book of Revelation. And as a result, you cannot take it in chronological order. Another event that is mentioned, another group of individuals that are mentioned in Revelation, are the 144,000. They're mentioned in Revelation 7, and then again, there's 144,000 that are mentioned in chapter 14. And it's the 144,000. Now, you've got 144,000 in chapter 7 and 144,000 in chapter 14. But the Bible talks about 144,000. If it's chronological, it would appear to be 288,000, but it's not. It is 144,000. It's the same group of people in two different chapters. And you see the book is overlapping. It's looking in, it, for example, you look, the John is saying this part in Revelation, and he's looking in this direction. He said the kingdom and the second coming is like this. And then he kind of maybe turns his direction, and he sees this the vision, and he sees the kingdom and the second coming from a different angle, and something else is taking place. So the events are overlapping in Revelation. But what Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians is that it is at the last trumpet. And that is recorded in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. The last trumpet, the dead will be raised, incorruptible, imperishable, and we shall be changed. And this is going to be a great event, and at that point, we will be immortal. We will not be able to die. We will be imperishable. We'll be like Christ. Earlier in this 15th chapter, Paul was comparing the natural body and the spiritual body, and John says in 1 John chapter 3 in verse 2 that we don't know what we shall be, exactly what we're going to be like, because we don't know what immortality is like. We haven't experienced it personally. But we know that when we are changed, we're going to see Jesus as he is, and we're going to be like him. Our bodies will be different, but we will have real, literal bodies, as Jesus did. As Jesus, after he was raised, he was with his disciples in the upper room, and he told his disciples to handle me and see. And he ate in front of them. So he had a real physical body, but his real physical body had capabilities that our bodies today do not have. That's something that we'll have to wait and find out what's going to take place. As we've studied this 15th chapter, I've hoped that you've received a blessing as we've expounded on it. I'd like to commend this whole chapter again to you. Continue to study it. It's vital for you to see what Paul is saying here. Revelation talks about the second coming of Jesus. Paul talks here in 1 Corinthians about the resurrection. And then comes the second coming of Jesus when he raises the dead, brings the living Christians back to life, and the kingdom of God will then begin. May God bless you as you continue your study, become a student of his word.